Chapter 3. I don't like this one bit, Yaroslav whispered grimly. It's too late now, Alden snapped in reply, and he pointed forward to where the 50-meter-wide boulder tumbled in on its trajectory. The battered ship they were riding in continued to shake as the reverse thrusters rapidly slowed their approach to the planet. Damn inertia dampening is shot to hell, Alden mumbled to himself. He had to confess that being the most powerful co in the cloud once had its advantages. His yacht had been a finely tuned masterpiece. He had even been able to afford the standard 50-jump overhauls and the always outrageous costs of jump engine tune-ups. But that was gone now. In the last 6 months, since his escape from Corbin's first raid, nearly every ship, repair port, and terminal once under his control had been smashed to oblivion. And as for independent stations, the mere sight of him approaching sent them into near-convulsive fits, with much battering of hangar doors. No one was crazy enough to want to service anything belonging to Alden the Hunted, as he was now referred to. The hole had been bad enough. Now the gaming field was the entire cloud. Corbin had not really needed to kill all that many. Just a couple of service station managers found on Shiga impaling sticks had convinced everyone that doing business with Larice, or even allowing him landing rights, was a sure method to get a visit from the Black Robes. At least he could be thankful that after the planet buster of the opening round, Corbin had toned things down. Some of the operations had been drop-in assaults designed to take out important personnel in Alden's organization. Others had been surgical strikes designed to take out key locations. So far, non-combatant casualties had been kept to a minimum, except for the murdered station attendants, landing field operators, part suppliers, and any banker willing to allow a credit transfer. But Alden feared that most likely after today that would all change. To be sure, he had wanted to strike back, but the problem was where to strike. Zola pleaded all innocence, as did every other co, and despite Oishi's demands, he could not bring himself to do a raid in those areas. Being a Vazba, he found, dragged with it a certain code of honor about innocent people never being used in games. Even the supposed proof of a badly reproduced holotape of Zola and a dozen minor Kos being aboard Corbin's ship was not evidence enough.